A man should clear a space for himself, like Dublin City on a Sunday morning about 6 o'clock. Dublin and myself are rid of our traffic then, and I'm walking. Houses are solitary and dignified, streets are adventures, twisting in and out and up and down my mind. The river is talking to itself, and doesn't care if I eavesdrop. No longer cluttered with purpose, the city turns to the mountains and takes time to listen to the sea. I witness all three communing in silence under a relaxed sky. Bridges look aloof and protective. The gates of the parks are closed. Green places must have their privacy too. Office blocks are empty, important, and a bit pathetic if they admitted it. The small hills in this city are truly surprising when they emerge in that early morning light. Nobody has ever walked on them. They are waiting for the first explorers to straggle in from the needy north and squat down here this minute in weary legions between the cathedral and the river. At the gates of conquest, they might enjoy a deep, uninterrupted sleep. To have been used so much and without mercy, and still to be capable of rediscovering in itself the old nakedness, is what makes a friend of the city when sleep has failed. I make through that nakedness to stumble on my own, surprised to find a city is so like a man. Statues and monuments check me out as I pass, clearing a space for myself the best I can. One Sunday morning, in the original sun, in Dublin.